All right, Abraham, come sing. I'm at you.
Oh, my Joseph, Kofi.
Open him, just say, if you have a kind of pay.
You are a room.
When I'm sad, Mokasa, and the Madame Montrogna, and say, Mobasha said, oh, Jumay, near one memo, but then to my perfra, na, and you maqui, a major many. Tell you, see, the Omo Kenny, when you are my adrenessa. Come in, someone you know, Monsieur Kona say.
We are not happy. How are PURC? Of course, yeah, but say you know, we are not happy. How are PURC for this, you know, buying? Munya happy with the PUR on the announcement, no matter by on the increment of the tariff, and they are a full credit organized labor, your representative. Yeah.
On the board of the PURC?
Yes.
And I see.
In your house, you know, you question him, say, ah, are they about the same? Us, oh, no, no. No, no, near around. Come on, you meet it. But, or by now, or back to us, not to David, David, David. Because you see, at Nigeria, you negotiate base pay, the minimum wage. Now, you consider so many things. All the economic parameters in IFA.
Mm-hmm.
But say I'm and this I'm free any say bar because based on information finance minister de mahano and na mama he accepted say 9% and no crampo no you remember say na dia womo dey henu na ye
na mama say any happy cross am ko jitu mu with a 9% as part of mu base pay any minimum wage no am on pay 9% no but mu jitu mu sa
but we managed to explain to them because information in Yano, the explanation that the finance minister gave to us.
I say,
it was okay. So in the engine, sir. But when he indicated, sir, a utility, a Iboko.
Iboko,
sir. We're not happy, sir. Why should this happen? Because as Anna, let's just say, near Yakoji in Nino, just say, 9%, just say, it do not have any impact on our cost of living. And see, you know, we have all issued statements on it. But please, for me, we advise, when you have press conferences, let us write officially to the employment minister, finance minister, they organize tripartite.
But don't you think it's also another form, another way of at least expressing their displeasure about the tariff increment? Isn't it?
We have issued statements last week.
I was so.
But if you continue to do that now, we don't want to create unnecessary confusion, chaos now. Because some of your media people, they will sensationalize, you know, that shouldn't be the case.
I see.
If as we you know, we write to the minister, say, look, yes, Anna.
Money kind.
And see the more you say, let's say they are undermining us. And we say, as if we are not representing our members well. And the empire idea. But that should be the case. We write to them officially for emergency tripartite meeting. But if you go out there, press conference, what does it mean? You are unnecessarily inciting. I mean. People. I mean that shouldn't be the
So you think the TUC or more press conference or here in Rano, it is unnecessarily.
Oh, it's unnecessary.
Why? Why? Is it because it. Say Omo invite him and as a pair what you are saying, you know, after Semunya and issue statement, you know, there should be that tripartite meeting. No mun yina no more consider on Kremers on the meeting
afa. We want results.
Yes. And you did it.
You want to score.
Yes. And you did it.
More ball. No, who boots in the tea? Where you just in the tea? Meanwhile, when you want score. What have you achieved?
You haven't achieved anything.
2.3. Oh, more ball. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, you don't score. So what is it?
A guy said, Bobo, yeah, your friend of man come for.
Oh, and then if you say, let us write to them. Then we are making a case. We are building a case. Very strong case.
I see.
So, this is what we discussed at the national tripartite to agree on the minimum wage and the base pay. And they are saying, and then you take that steps. Oh, so that in case a champion says, call, then you know that you have put out your solid points. But conferences will not solve the problem. That's one that I'll tell you. You only, you know, create unnecessary confusion and people will be. And I first say, your media will be after me. I didn't, just didn't pick. So many of them. But I don't pick. See, I don't want to encourage this kind of thing. Well, because, yes, Anna, let's just write.
But have you also called on the TUC, sir? You know, some of you disagree with them, and this should be the way forward. Have you also done that? Have you approached them?
Even before Enra, we knew of this press conference. You see, I was chatting with the TUC Secretary General.
Not so much. I thought FM 92.3.
Saturday, Sunday, in Anna, minute chatting. And in fact, I told him, sir, press conference, you know, MWA. I told him, if you ask him, he will tell you. But you see, that's why organized the body didn't participate. If we're in a TUC, they also have the right to address, you know, Obiana strategy or the ABB. It's a being a kind. Maybe I told him, say, yeah, for you, say, the press conference will not solve the problem. You only end up inciting the amendment identity. Let us write officially to government. Then sit down. Because PRC, you know, the way they handle the incorporation, you're right.
92.3.
You must commit all the members. If our member there, one Dr. Kobunotu, he is the Deputy Secretary General of Ghana TUC. You see, you're an ordinary person. You say, no, you must commit him. Let him understand. So that he can also explain things to you, how the workers also see things, that sort of thing. And so, yeah, him. This government inherited huge debts. Electricity, them private,
Yes, IPP, independent power producers. Power producers,
we know,
IPP.
We know we have debts there, and even ECG itself, Krampono, look at how they are messing up.
I see.
We know. But the workers should not be made to bear all this mess. We didn't cause it.
So
find a way of dealing with it.
So have you sought to find out why that tariff increase? Is there anything ECOSO at the ECG and then the water company, you know, it is resorting us to be increasing their tariff at all times?
You see, I think the whole thing is
because who take Ghana water for one? They are saying, say, operational cost crying out the ketwa because of the Galamsey issue.
Well, see, trading in Ghana, you know, look, we have a pool, public utility workers union. What is your? The organized workers of electricity and also water.
Ah, who talk FM 92.3.
The members of the PU public utility workers union, pool is under the TUC. And so they mess up me. That's why people saw me always fighting to make sure that in the textile industry, you know the role that I played dealing with this. So you don't pretend as if only you are a worker. So you don't care whatever is happening in that industry. You must be concerned. So if you know ECG, we union chairman of ECG. Next time, some air cost, and you keep quiet. Water. Once you move, you may be air cost, and yet you keep quiet over it. Then you come back to come and hold press conference and make this nonsense. I hate it. I don't like such characters. You are the PYC, ECG workers. Water workers. We now, you are all part of TUC. So can't you advise your leadership? You see, I don't want any sensational, maybe Nadir, hypocrisy. As if they said, look, me, you wait, we'll come. But we prefer, say, we should officially write to government, that is, employment minister.
I see.
Finance minister said, at the time, January, 9% may take effect, The same January, new utility starting. So it means that you have rubbish, you have robbed
Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly. So, but handling this issue, you know, it's about going public and making press conferences, it will not help. Let us write to them. So if they don't respond, if you say ever what may I resolve it now, then of course you can be holding press conferences. But for now, it is too early for us to go out there and be shouting and letting, you know, these MPP people look. Even what they have started even capitalizing on this
So you think their call is not justifiable?
No, you see, they will let this opposition look. Neither I read something. Minority group, you know, they have started issuing. You see now, meanwhile, it is the same people who messed the whole system up. They are now talking. 9% wage increase, then another 15% water. Meanwhile, they are the same people who created all this mess for this government to suffer.
Because if you're adding up the 15 to the 9 of the electricity, the Kambomwa, we are almost hitting to 24%.
Yeah, well, see, completely agree.
And money panel 9%, meaning that,
I agree. But solving this problem, see about calling press conferences to give these opposition people who have made everything up, no, to capitalize on it, to be misbehaving. And then they just say, even. Haircut, DDEP, I want to buy. You see, I don't, COVID, this is another issue, but I don't want us to give this.
So you mean, sir, their call is not justified. It's justifiable, though, but the press conference, no, the approach, unnecessary.
The approach is unnecessary. It's wrong. It's wrong. And I'll
by doing a press conference,
I'll tell them the matter, your approach is wrong.
And then you could see, say, Akwakwe, say, it is a paid press conference by the opposition, say, to use if only Bibisa, just to make the government unpopular.
That's what I hate. Because opposition people, they should be first to arrest all those who were involved in this thing, a former criminal. They should arrest them and jail them so that they stop making noise. That's why I don't want us as Labour.
Because I'm not meeting you, I don't know what can say. Oh, we press conference, you could have an MPP phone, a tree on a castle, one on your
side. Maybe. I'm not sure, but because I told the Secretary General of Peace today, Master, if we are organizing this press conference as organized by the GFL, will not be part of it. I told him.
Ahuto FM, 92.3.
Let us write officially to government, say, after all, they have not started implementing the utility increases, you know, almost 30. So we can handle it. We can deal with it. But I must have a press conference. Have populist, you know, I hate such populism. Always making noise.
I say. Abraham Kumsing of General Secretary of the Ghana Federation of Labour.